This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, everyone. It's Drew. Before we get into this week's episode, I just want to remind y'all of some really awesome, amazing facts. First of all, the episode you're about to watch is 101. Woohoo! 100 episodes. I've been irritating everybody for over 100 full-length episodes. That's fucking amazing. And if you haven't watched just yet, the 100th episode was actually a compilation of all 100 episodes up until the one you're about to watch now. So make sure y'all go watch the compilation, y'all watch this new episode, and y'all watch all 99 others before it, because I told you to. Anyways, on to the episode. Bye.
I love a review before it comes out. This is good.
And if it sucks, that's her fault, not mine.
Okay, you know what? You went too far. I went along with your fucking Golden Globe joke. You can go along with me, bitch. Pulling out her titties. So original.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show starring me, your fave. Everybody knows me. Nobody ever gives a fuck about me anymore. We already talked about that. On to the guest, everyone's favorite part of every episode. I know. Today we have the legendary, the iconic, the amazing, the wonderful Bianca Del Rio.
Woo! Those are some serious words to describe me. And I often say, when you say icon and legendary, that just means old, right? Isn't that the case?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the kids use... Kids use icon a little too much now. They just throw it away. They're like, oh, she's iconic. She's 12. Mm-hmm. She's fucking 12. It's like, save that for a Tina Turner. Save that for a Beyonce. Period. Don't waste it on some second-rate drag queen.
Okay, I take it back.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Please, thank you for having me.
I'm honored to have you.
Oh, but you got to get out more if you're honored by me. Really?
You're a ledge.
Really? Babe. Yeah, I'm a ledge. Many people have jumped off of me. I guarantee it. Many men have jumped off of me.
And gotten off on you.
Oh, that too. There is people with a clown fetish, I must tell you.
I guarantee it.
It's freaky, though, because it's no one you ever like. You know what I mean? It's always like somebody's dad or uncle out of prison where they're not too picky.
Yeah. Always like they look like they snuck on Earth.
That is a perfect
description. They're not supposed to be here.
Yes.
It's like, just once, could it be someone, I don't know, good looking?
That's never the case, though.
That's never the case.
Or if they are good looking, they end up being like a killer or don't pay their taxes or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't want any of that. So I'm happy with what I got.
Period.
Serious.
I'm so honored to have you. I'm a huge fan. Well,
thank you. You have impeccable taste.
Thank you so much. You know what's so funny is my show, I joke about it all the time, but I'm like, my show is all my favorite drag queens and gay people.
As it should be.
As it should be.
Yeah, but you know, it's also, it says something about you if the drag queens like you. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's what I take it as a huge compliment.
It should be. Yeah, we're a very limited group, you know?
Yeah, and we're all fucking bitches.
Well, cunts is a better word.
Yeah, cunts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because bitches here. I mean, anybody could be a bitch,
true,
but you need to be smart to be a cunt.
Yeah. I'm like fucking mean. That's why they love me.
You know what? Is it mean or is it honesty?
Both.
Wait, I'm mentioning honesty as I sit here in a wig. Yeah. Just be yourself.
Yeah, honestly, when I take this headband off, the whole thing comes off.
You see? That's good, though.
Yeah.
That's great for TSA.
I'm just like you. I put my wig on one bald head at a time. Just
as
like you
should.
Yeah.
I think wigs are important. I think it takes a certain type of person to wig, and it takes a certain type of person to admit that they wear a wig.
Period.
You know, when you're trying to lie to the world like you're not wearing a wig, like some of these men with these hair, what do they call them now? They're not hair transplants, but it's like a little wiglet slash toupee.
A unit.
That unit. Thank mm-hmm. you. And they glue it to the bald head, and then it looks good for about a hot minute, and then the hair underneath grows on. All I'm thinking about, call me crazy, is the smell. What is festering? It's like a crock pot. It's just dirt, nastiness, and
simmering.
This is like straight man funk underneath a wiglet unit.
And can you wash the wiglet?
Well, you can wash that above, but it's what's underneath.
I
mean, I know what my balls smell like in pantyhose for a couple of hours. Yeah, that's a visual.
You know what's like, you know what's crazy is like men. Well, first off, Katya told me that the term is like
okay.
They,
first
he went
off,
to Turkey.
Wait, you said Katya.
Katya.
That alone takes a minute. Let's just let's take a minute. She actually formed a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yeah. She told you what?
She told me that when men go get hair transplants, mm-hmm. they say, "Oh, he went to Turkey."
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's also a cheap place to get veneers. Everybody
yeah.
in the UK, which
nose job.
Kudos to the people in the UK who are fixing their teeth. Proud of you, people. It's important. As a friend of mine once said, that some of them smile and it looks like a graveyard. Just tombstones spaced out. So I'm
oh
all for
goodness.
It. But they go to Turkey to get the teeth and get the wigs. And I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, save a couple dollars.
It's true. I mean, because also, you know, getting into that done in America is pretty expensive.
Oh,
so.
My God, I know. And also, I feel like they've just mastered it.
They oh, totally.
Do a great job. That'll
totally.
Last forever.
And you're like in a resort for like a week while your head and your teeth heal, and then they send you back home. It's a
right.
good thing.
Right. So when like men, like straight men especially, when they go and like get hair transplants or get any sort of work done,
mm-hmm.
or they inject steroids or whatever, I'm always like, and if y'all hate trans people and gay people famously.
Isn't it funny? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I'm like, and then when we call it gender affirming care for you as well, all of a sudden.
It all changes.
Sudden,
yeah, it's a big. Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal. Well, it's what is it? Mary Lou Retton, who's now complaining about her illness and her madness because now she can't get insurance because of her pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But yet she was against Obamacare.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, look here, bitch. Look here. Now you were cute on the Wheaties box a couple years ago, but 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah,
I think that it's just like, girl, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Karma's a bitch.
It is a bitch.
She always comes back,
and so are we. True. She's Republican. It's a whole other story.
Yeah, so fuck her.
She's one of those. Well, I mean,
one of those.
I know many friends that are Republican. I have friends that are Republican, mm-hmm. and I go, okay, if that's how you choose to vote, that's one thing. But then there's like people like her that are problematic.
Yeah,
that
it's a little no longer different. About politics.
No, it's just you're an asshole. You hear that, Mary Lou? Asshole. Take that. Do a somersault.
I'm like, speaking of Mary Lou, just kidding. I'm like,
yeah,
we
speaking.
Actually have her.
Hi, Mary.
So, anyways, Bianca, you're a fucking like icon. Everybody has quoted you. First of all, I do have a pressing question.
Oh God!
I know that your "Not Today, Satan" quote was like one of the most quoted off your season.
Yeah,
and I'm so curious. Like, do you ever get tired of hearing people regurgitate your quotes back to you?
Well, you know what's funny is that when you're filming the show, you're in a bubble and you have no, I mean, you talk
no
so
clue.
Much shit
yeah.
and you're trapped in a world and you have no idea. And truly, I haven't seen the show since it aired, which was now 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I saw it in a bar with a bunch of other people and saw the episodes. I haven't relived it yet again, but it's so funny what people pick and say, hey, that's the thing. So everybody in my face says it. Also, I said baloney at one point, so people bring me baloney. So what I've learned is whatever happened at that point in time,
yeah.
on television is going to haunt you for the rest of your fucking life, which is why I refuse to go back, you know, because they're like, we're going to do this winter season. I'm like, I'm good. I came out unscathed. You don't rob the same bank twice.
No, girl.
So I never went back.
You take your chips and get out of the casino while you can.
And people are like, well, you're insane. You should go back. I go, would you go back to high school? Would you?
Girl.
Exactly. You barely got through it the first time.
I feel like Drag Race is like American Ninja Warrior, but if you had to sew too.
Completely.
And perform at the end.
Very much.
Yeah,
very
and put much. A wig on.
It's a lot, but yet you still get motherfuckers that go in there that go, what? I gotta do what? Like, it's been on, what, 17, 18, I don't know how many seasons now. It's been quite a few.
Long time.
Long time.
Have you seen a huge, like, kind of shift in drag culture with, like, the, obviously drag has always been really, really popular in, like, the LGBTQIA+ community.
Correct.
But now it's kind of transcended into mainstream, so now everybody loves drag.
Sure, everybody wants to be a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be real here. I mean, look at Ron DeSantis, that little faggot. He doesn't want anybody doing drag in Florida, and this bitch is wearing her little shit kicker heels. She's the one with platforms, Mary, and in his wife's eyebrows. Come on. But that's them. But yeah, it is interesting because I often say drag queens are like falling out of the trees right now. Everywhere really you look is some bitch going, I'm in drag. I'm like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, first of all, everybody does drag for different reasons. Now, right. Understand there's some people who feel as though this is my calling. This is who I am. Yada, yada. I do. It's a job for me, you know? So I don't take myself seriously. But it is interesting to see the people that do take themselves seriously because it's kind of exhausting, you know? And because of Drag Race, we now have to hear about everybody's sad story that comes with drag. You know what I'm talking about. I'm like, I just can't. You know? So
it's also not exclusive either. I mean, no. I feel like most drag queens have some sort of story.
They do, but that doesn't mean everybody wants to hear it. You know? Like when people say, oh, my father didn't like me, my mother hates me, I can see why. I sat with you at lunch. You're a fucking asshole.
You say, girl, that's the least of your problems.
Exactly. Fix your mug. Don't worry about your broken family. Fix your busted face. I just can't.
You know, sometimes when men make comments about women wearing like too much makeup or what the fuck ever, I'm always like, maybe you should look into it, babe. Like,
it's true.
I think you could benefit.
I think a little concealer would help a lot of these men out, especially white men. Especially white men. They could use a little color on their face. A little bronzer would be helpful. The people in Manchester, England, the boys there really try. They do. They get tan. You're laughing already. Have you been to Manchester?
No, but you really have it out for British people.
No, I don't have it. I love them over there, but they don't play. Like, they're just, this is it. You know, they could be the straightest guy and have, you know, hair gel. They look like the New Jersey Snooki. What were those people called?
Oh, the Jersey Shore people.
Yeah, the Jersey Shore people. They all look like that there. And I go, look, they're trying. They're in front of a mirror. They're gluing the three hairs they have. They're adding a little bronzer.
Putting in effort.
I ain't mad.
Effort.
I ain't mad.
That's true. That is true. They had a whole get ready routine, like, on the Jersey Shore era.
And they gave you glamour for Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you
a little
expect.
Shimmer, some tan.
Yeah, no talent, but they did look nice. They did look nice. Regional beauty. Regional beauty.
Popular.
Yeah,
popular
yeah.
for the time.
Completely.
So I'm so curious because I know that the world of drag has shifted drastically. And obviously, it's become so much more than just the show. Obviously, drag itself existing on its own is so much more than just the show, but the show has popularized it so much. Have you seen like a resurgence or maybe a difference in the audience or like
fans? Yeah, like when I'm on the road doing a show, I'm shocked by the amount of straight girls that come to see me, and when I see that many straight girls in the audience, I go, thank God Taylor Swift isn't performing tonight, because that means I have an audience, because you know, girl, she's got them by the balls. But it is fascinating because, you know, you don't realize with a television show in general that who's watching it? You know, you have no idea who's at home looking at it. Yeah. So when I'm out on the road and I do meet and greets, it's so fascinating. I had once a young boy who was 13 in a pair of heels with his grandmother, who was about 65. Okay. And she's walking. He's like, this is my grandmother. And I'm like, this is amazing. The fact that he's standing there in heels with his grandmother. But then I did feel a little guilty. So I looked at the grandmother. I said, you do know that I'm going to be a little nasty in the show. And she goes, what the fuck you think I came for? And I thought, well, that's great. I mean, her age, she's still coming. Yeah. I mean, good for her. You
know? Period, bitch.
Yeah, I thought so. That's so it is so interesting to see who shows up to the show, but it is a larger audience. And also you have to realize, which is something I learned many years ago, is that everybody's not going to like you. So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
You know, the people that like you will come and see you, and then you perform for them. You can't worry about all the other bullshit.
That's such tea.
It's
especially
true.
Especially like online, like it's when people consume your content from online or any source of media, whether it's TV or social media, it's like, you can't please everyone kind of thing. Like, everyone, they're going to find something to hate about you.
Well, you know, it's really missing, especially from comedy in general, is context. There's no setup. They'll take a punchline and then say, oh, they said this, but what was the setup? What were we talking about an hour before? What were we talking about that led into this?
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, I think, is missing. Because everybody wants to have a gotcha moment.
Yeah, that's so true.
Ooh, you did this. Ooh, you did that. If you don't like it, just move the fuck on.
Yeah,
it's very simple. A lot of people I don't like. Present company excluded, but you know what I mean.
You're gonna say included.
No, I'm gonna say included. I ain't that brave yet. I got to make sure I have a running start. If I say that. You got your mom and your sister here.
You know what's funny too is like I know that you're like so successful in stand up comedy, which is amazing because I'm so happy. I love when people are able to like pursue so many different endeavors within entertainment because I feel like it's so easy, especially for myself, like on social media, to get like pigeonholed into one thing. So getting to like turn Drag Race like a win on Drag Race into a stand-up career, like how has that been, like that transition?
the TV aspect of it is just a huge platform. I mean, that alone. Yeah. So I had been doing drag, I think, for about 18 years when I did Drag Race, which was 10 years ago. So if you add, I'm 28. But what's crazy is at that time, you know, I still was doing what I normally do, but then realizing, okay, you're going to go on television. You might get a couple of followers. I mean, even social media wasn't, as far as Instagram, was not a big of a deal back in 2013 when we filmed.
Okay.
But it aired in 2014. For me, like, I wasn't about that. I was working in the bars and performing sometimes for two people, sometimes for 100. It depends.
Yeah.
If Taylor had a concert. But in those times, you know, you're just out there doing your thing. And so when the show came about, a lot of the drag queens go different routes. A lot of them go the same route, I should say, which was do a music video. And they all want to sing. No. So I said, I just want to go on the road and I want to do, I just want to go out and be amongst the people and perform for however long I can do it. Did I think I was going to be doing it this long? No. This is not a plan. I didn't figure it out in advance. So I was very fortunate because you take the platform and then you just run with it,
absolutely,
you know, and that's kind of been the game. So it's never like, I want to do this and I want to be the most successful at that. No, because, you know, your success can change overnight. So as long as I'm still working, I'm happy about it.
Same. Yeah. Especially in entertainment.
It
changes.
No choice.
It changes so quickly.
So quickly.
And on a dime. I feel like even so with stand-up specifically, like, how did you kind of broach stand-up? Did you kind of start doing like your drag on the road first and then kind of work jokes in, or was it?
No, I was talking because nobody else wanted to talk, you know? So I was covering costume changes, you know, because when you're doing an old school drag show, you would have a host and then you would have a queen that danced. You would have a queen that sang. You would have a queen that lip sang. You had a queen with no talent, but she knew the owner. So that would be the list of people. And so one night the host wasn't there and they said, Bianca, would you go and fill in? And so I did. And so basically you're just talking shit while the person changing clothes.
Yeah.
And sometimes in the middle of a joke, because I'm out there for like, say, 5 minutes, in the middle of a joke, the bitch would say, I'm ready. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of a joke, bitch. She's like, well, I'm ready. And then she'd come down and I go, we waited for that. Like, that outfit is what took 5 minutes. But nonetheless, that's how it kind of evolved. And I realized I preferred that to the lip syncing and performing live. It was just, there's people that do that great. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
So I thoroughly enjoy just hosting and talking shit with the audience because they give you the best material. Drunk people.
You just like me for real, girl.
It's true. You want drunk people at 2 a.m. in New Orleans, Louisiana on a Wednesday? Girl, that is a crackhead alcoholic and they're the best audience.
Yeah. There they're great. It's like, it's almost like you're doing a really intense form of crowd work, like immediately.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people poo on I didn't mean to say poo, I don't know why that came out, but a lot of people shit on crowd work. But it is a different skill set, you know?
And totally.
You learn so much about yourself and interacting with those people.
Yeah, I think you get great material too because it's so off the cuff, like you don't know what they're going
to
say.
No, and they're out to have a good time and give them a drink and they'll tell you all their business, which is the best.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, four cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. So now that you do stand-up, like, full-time, like, you go on tour and you do stand-up, like, what do you think is your favorite part of, like, preparing for the show and then the actual show?
Oh, no. It would have to be being on stage. It's never the preparing. It's like gay sex. You know what I mean? The douching and the cleaning and the trimming and the... No, mama, I'm sorry you had to hear that. But all of that is the worst part. But once you're out on the stage actually fucking, it's great.
It feels good.
It feels good. Like, you're like, this is good. Ooh, let me throw my foot in too. Like, you know, you get excited. Ooh, add another finger. But that to me is the fun part. So I know that that's to come. No pun intended. But I know that's to come so I can get through the horrible part. Yeah. You know, because you never feel fully prepared. You never feel, you know, it's like those bridezillas, you know? It's like, you know your day is coming and I want everything to go great. Well, it's not gonna. So you just kind of roll with the punches.
Yeah.
So it's literally just preparing as much as you can prepare. Mm-hmm. Not lazy, because you're still going to be frantic and crazy and everybody around you doesn't want to talk to you as you're preparing. But once it happens, you're like, okay, this is possible. We're good.
You're a good work team.
Yeah,
go
it's
work
not
everyone.
Heart surgery, so my success rate has been pretty good. But it's once you're in the zone of it, you're like, I can run with this.
I know that there's been a lot of online discourse about male comedians lately, stand-up comedians.
Oh, God.
And it's been kind of, I mean, I feel like personally, especially for my shtick, obviously, like, all I do is make fun of awful fucking men on the internet.
Sure.
Most of them are white dudes.
Yep.
So I've made jokes about a white male comedian. I'm like, you guys are surprised.
Right.
That he makes jokes about hitting women. Of course he does.
Well, you know what's so crazy about this is that, you know, what I find the biggest travesty, not even the joke, it's just the fact that his face is everywhere. Mm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden on my feed pops up. And listen, my feed is reserved for dicks and ass. You know what I mean? I'm not interested in this little waterhead white boy coming in and on my feed. And what's interesting about that in general is that it's like, I don't know if it's like overexposure, and then when the time comes to deliver, you're like, ooh, I'm untouchable, let me go here.
Yeah.
And that's where I didn't,
I didn't understand it either, to be
honest.
Get it. But I even said, too, in my like critique of it, because every time, anytime you critique any sort of male comic, professional comedian, they're always like, oh, well, I mean, if the jokes offended you, just watch something else. I'm like, they didn't offend me, they sucked. Oh. Like, what part of that did you not hear? They were bad. Like, if you're going to offend me, at least make me laugh.
Well, I think it gets tricky because, you know, I get a lot of times where people are saying, you know, I don't find this funny. I don't find... That's, I think, is acceptable.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
On any level.
Absolutely.
But in my world, I often say, like, if you come in... Form that opinion after you come and see me. Like, if you come to see me and you have an opinion... Then you come see me to see the full show, and then you go, you know what, I didn't like that. Then I go, I can respect that opinion.
Totally.
But if you're just some twat who sees a clip or hears what someone else said, or there's no setup, you're like, well, what the fuck do you know?
Exactly.
You know, so it's weird. And also, I'm not mad if you don't like me.
But absolutely.
I think where this particular person fucked up was because his audience is predominantly
women,
straight, white females.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real, smart women you don't want to fuck with, because if you do, it's problematic. And if they've supported you to the point to where you're ruining my feed every day, maybe you should think about the jokes you're using and not turn on them.
No, for
real. You know, because they'll ruin your life.
They really will, girl.
Yeah.
And that's what I said in my video. I'm like, it's unwise. It's like a bad business decision to turn them against you.
You shouldn't. I mean, listen, I have still got, I'm going to confess today that I have a straight girl who is still upset with me because I didn't fuck her at my high school prom. So, sorry. Saying it again.
And look at you.
Look at me now.
Couldn't you have done it?
Couldn't have. Well.
I can't. I'm in disbelief that you couldn't do it.
Maybe from the back. You know, but yeah. Didn't happen. I was too busy fixing her hair.
God, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's what a head scratcher.
Head scratcher. Yeah, get it?
Now that's a
people.
Joke.
That is. That's a joke. See? Not offended. But also, I think jokes are usually based in truth.
Yeah,
so let's
absolutely.
Be real. And I think it depends on who is saying it. So if you're talking about what you know, then I think it's easier. Like if a woman would have made that joke, you would have went, oh, maybe she had some domestic violence in her life.
Yeah.
And so she's feeling free to do it. But there's something a little swarmy about it.
Yeah, it's real low-hanging fruit, I feel like. I also feel that if the...
I was checking.
What do you mean? You're only 28.
No, I thought my fruit's hanging low, honey. It is... It is not ripe, but it's low. It's low hanging.
I feel, I even said too, I think that comedy in and of itself is subjective. Obviously, like you said, if you find it funny, if you don't find it funny, that's obviously subjective to the person.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's like if you're going to joke about really hard to talk about topics, then there should be a very skillful way that you approach the subject. Like, it is possible to joke about things that are really hard to talk about in a way that isn't awful.
Agreed.
Because I feel like the joke can't be the degradation of marginalized people. The joke has to be something else. Like,
well, the joke should be a joke. It should be funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's where it gets tricky. It's like, what do you consider funny? I don't find that funny. But it's weird when it comes to, I guess, as I was explaining before, it's like just being an overexposed individual.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like you're given this platform and everyone's going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And
yeah.
then it's like, okay, boop. we don't like this, and that's that. Yeah. But now he's banking off of the fact that people want to cancel him, so he keeps constantly bringing it up. And it's like, nobody wants to cancel. It's just the joke was stupid.
Face everywhere. I was like, I called him Miss Juvederm on my thing, and everyone
talk
got
about
at
a
me.
Man who's had some stuff done,
girl. Talk about veneers.
Let's just say, like, let's be real. I don't think anybody in their right mind has ever chosen to look like Angela Lansbury, but that's the look I'm getting. I mean, on a good day, Paul McCartney, who actually looks like Angela Lansbury now. Let it be. Let it be. It's true, though. I don't get it. And look, if the girls want to support him and like him, you know, he's going to piss you off, and that's just where it is.
Yeah,
know?
Do what you got to do, girl.
It's a lot of yes people around you.
Yeah, I had a girl get real mad at me when I made fun of him, and then she made a video about me.
Oh, God.
And she said in their video, he would never fuck you, so don't worry about it. And I said, is that a threat or a promise?
Ain't that the truth?
Girl, tell me immediately. So I know what to do next.
Girl, like that's the ultimate. Like, he went,
Okay.
Yeah, I remember years ago when Ricky Martin's sexuality was being questioned by Barbara Walters. Oh. And everybody's like, he's gay. Girl, he's a woman. And I'm like, what does it matter?
Yeah, who
he
cares?
Ain't gonna come and fuck your ass. It's like, let him be what he wants, you know?
Yeah.
But it is fascinating to me, though, that she would use that against you.
Yeah, like,
what did she look like?
She's just a white girl.
Yeah, but we need a picture of this bitch.
I know. I don't even remember, to be honest. She deleted it immediately after I saw it.
I love when they do that.
I love when they
trash talk and then delete it immediately.
That's my favorite thing to do. And then they're always like, they'll tell me too. They're like, I don't know why you would talk about me like that. Just dogpile me. I thought you wanted my attention.
You started this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it.
It's like when they read a nasty comment, and I think it's really funny, I'll screenshot it on occasion and just repost it. And
me
people
too.
Like, you should blur out their names. No.
Same.
You got the balls to tweet it. You got the balls to comment it. You deserve to get the attention you would deserve.
Yeah. Sometimes in interviews, people ask me, oh, have men that you fucked up ever like come back and said sorry? I was like, no. And I'm not sorry either, so
no.
I guess win-win.
Exactly.
And I never blur names either. Yeah. Always post hate comments. Sometimes I'll literally post hate comments, and then the next thing will just be a picture of what they look like, and that's it.
And that's all you got to do.
And let the audience decide
for themselves. Let the audience enjoy it. Oh, that's always the best.
Yeah.
It really is. And the shit they say, you're just like, you ain't going to say that to my face, bitch.
No, for real.
You know?
Yeah. And even like... I just find it so strange because I made a clip. A clip from this show actually once went viral where I was saying, I just think you can't comment on my looks if you're ugly. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that makes sense. And now, of course, beauty is subjective as well.
Yeah.
So what you think is beautiful, is that so? You're not being a cunt.
No.
You're just saying
I said beauty is subjective, but I know I have one bitch beat.
Oh, of course.
And it's that person.
Exactly.
Like, if we're running in a race, girl, you're behind me. I'll tell you that. You're eating my fucking dust. I'll tell you that much, girl.
Well, you know, I hate to break it to you, and this is a moment that I maybe needed to come out and let you know that.
That's okay.
I'm just letting you know.
But you're a man in a dress, and that makes me feel safe.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You're welcome.
That's it.
I'm so curious, too, when you write your, like, for stand-up. I'm so curious, too, because stand-up is one of the few things I'm terrified of. Like,
why?
I just don't want to find out the hard way that I'm bad.
But you have to find out. But that's how you find out. You
yeah.
know? I mean, it's tricky because there's really no proper way to prepare
Absolutely.
For it. You just
Absolutely.
Have to prepare as much as you can. Like, when I start a tour, and I'm about to start one, is that it's like you end up with an abundance of material. You end up with more than you can handle. And you're out there. And you kind of like, it's like kind of like fucking without a condom. And you're feeling it. You're like, okay, this is going well, or this is not going well. And you know you have this arsenal of stuff that you can pull from.
Totally.
And then as the nights go on, or let's say week two, you've realized, okay, I'm going to cut this. I'm going to add this. I'm going to move here. This really got a good response.
Cool.
And it becomes territorial as well, because it's like if you're in America, these certain things work in America.
Yeah.
And then when you're in the UK, you're like, ooh, I should mention that because I'm here. So you do figure it out, but you never look at it. You should never look at it as, I can't do it because it's too overwhelming. You just got to go with it.
I've said it even in the beginning of doing this for a living. Mm-hmm. I was like saying, I'm no proud bitch. Like, I know I'm funny, but am I stand up funny? Because that's like a whole nother art form.
Well, yeah, but you learn by doing.
That's true.
You go and try
it. You know how some internet people, they try stand up and it's like, oh.
Well,
get back to the internet.
Some internet people just need to stop, period. Yeah, you know, because editing helps. Like editing and making these little videos that people do and like these little TikTok-y shits. I'm like, that's great. And that's how I felt about that specific male comedian before. Yeah. I saw the clips on his page and I thought, well, this is really funny, but it's also his edit. So therefore, you know, you're presenting what you're presenting. I'd like to see him live and then really form an opinion overall. Period. But I think you learn a skill set by being in front of an audience. So you can never be, I mean, you can go home and rehearse and think you know. You won't know till you're in that moment.
That's so true.
And that's the magic of doing stand-up, you
that
know?
That is true. It's you like know, a much different experience.
Completely, but yet you can prepare, like with acting in particular, you have to know your lines, you have to hit your mark, you know, all that kind of bullshit. But it's kind of like, whereas I feel not free when I'm doing that.
I feel
because they're like, you got to do this, and she's going to react, and if you throw anything else in, I'm like, but I'm feeling this, and they're like, you can't. So it's what it is. So that's why I'm great for porn. I'm really good for porn because people watch it for the dialogue, and that's what I'm there for.
And the acting.
See?
For the acting.
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 And I'm always in those pivotal scenes because I've done a couple of porns. And
Porns.
I had a minute because I was like, there are a couple of them. But I did them and I'm in those pivotal acting scenes before people have sex.
Gotcha.
Because you need, you know, you need context.
And you're not in the sex part?
No. Oh, hell no. No. I do the pre stuff, you know?
You're the guy that's like, okay, I'm going to head out real quick.
Yeah, I order the pizza, and then I leave when he delivers the 12-inch sausage. Yeah, that's what happens.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. Look, you got a stacked resume.
It is.
Sold out comedy tour.
Look.
Porn.
I say yes to everything, you know? I'm here. Yeah.
And no porn.
No porn.
No porn required.
Yet. Although this set is very porny.
It is, huh?
It is very porny.
So, you know what's so funny? One of my guests mentioned
that. Talk slower.
That's like, one of my guests literally said, it kind of looks like porn sets around here. And I was like, now I can't unsee it. I never thought that.
It's there. I mean, I'm in the business. And as a porn actress, yeah, I can agree.
As an actress?
As an actress of porn, I can agree.
As a SAG actress?
Yes, I'm just a SAD actress, not a SAG actress.
Okay, so let's get into the topic. Okay, so the topic for today, we're talking about your being the stand-up comedy queen.
Oh, God, I didn't write that, but yeah, that's lovely. Is that my publicist? Because that's really pushing it.
No, so you're obviously a very successful stand-up comedian and a legendary drag queen at the same time. But this is like, I feel really topical right now because male comics are super on thin ice.
Yeah.
They're always on thin ice with me. I'm just glad everyone else is catching up to me.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with social media because I've often said this before, like when I was working and doing shows and stuff, you know, you're dealing with the audience that was there and you could only find drag queens like in gay bars or in small cabaret spaces.
Yeah, totally.
Occasionally in theater, but then usually they cast a straight guy who's playing a gay role and they go, oh, he's such a great actor because he could play gay. So nowadays with social media, it is interesting how much stuff is out there. So I'm wondering if the noise, everybody with their opinions, if it's the Twitter, if it's the, you know, the Instagram giving you all of this ammunition for you to hear all the noise.
Yeah,
you know,
because that's true.
I think men have
that's
always been assholes. Yes. And there's certain comics that, you know, you're just like, but I never saw them. But now that they're kind of like on my
more
feed,
visible,
it kind of makes you go,
Yeah, it's like the accessibility has almost,
accessibility.
It's
perfect.
Like it's like fucked all of them over a little bit.
True.
But I've also said too that when men get fucked up for telling shit jokes, like 9 times out of 10, it's like it was because it was, you know, punching down comedy with no real wit to it. It was just like a, and then I hit her.
Like, and then you're like, what? Yeah, yeah.
And only the worst people you know in the world laugh at shit like that, which is like, okay, whatever. But every time they suffer any sort of backlash, they're always like, oh, you can't joke about anything these days. To which I'm always like, that's true to an extent, but also that never stops you. So like, what do you mean? Like, you're still doing it. So like,
Well, when people say you can't joke about something, people always ask me, is anything off limits? And I go, for me, no. Like, with what's in my wheelhouse and what's my world.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's important to talk about anything that you can relate to. Like, I
can
talk about the obstacles of drag. I can talk about, like, I had someone say to me that I could not call someone a fag. And I said, oh, I can, because I've been called a fag my entire fucking life.
Exactly.
I can call somebody a faggot. And it's like, well,
like
you
Ron
can't.
Santos.
Well, that faggot. But it's like that's useless faggot, but bloated faggot, problematic faggot. But the thing I have with that is that I'm going, well, wait a minute. Now you're telling me that I can't say a word that has been said to me my entire life.
Exactly.
Pre-internet.
Yeah.
And some 12-year-old is going to say, I'm offended by it. Well, you know what happens to people that are offended? They die.
Just so, like we all do.
Do you want to spend your life telling everybody you're offended? That's your feelings,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I say, if you're not interested in what I'm saying, there's thousands of other people that you can find funny. Like, go
Absolutely.
Figure it out. But in the game of it, it's just, I'm not expecting you to like me, and it's okay if you don't,
yeah.
You know? But there's somewhere in this gay world where we're supposed to be these amazing political figures and supposed to be these symbols of excellence.
Yeah.
No, bitch, I'm a faggot in a wig. Like, don't give me that pressure. Don't put me on a pedestal, because you're going to rip me down.
Well, we're also human. Like,
yes.
We're human people, and human people live as humans, which is imperfectly.
Yes.
Right? I at the very, very beginning of me making videos, I once made a video responding to someone, and in the video I was like, bitch, this is the thing. And I said it like that, and I had a bunch of random women spamming my comments and telling me that I shouldn't call women bitches. And I was like, I wasn't, but even if I was,
But it's the phrase to get your point across.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, like, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And also, I call men bitches all the time, too. Like, yeah. That is a genderless term.
A little
term.
Bitch. Yeah. Yeah.
Genderless term, girl.
It is.
I'll use that on anyone.
Well, yeah, and it usually applies. It's like, little bitch-ass motherfucker. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about?
Saying the word bitch.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't even realize I say bitch, you know?
Same.
It just kind of comes out.
It's just part of my everyday vernacular.
Completely.
Just what I call you. Just like cunt.
Yeah, cunt. Ooh, that's a good one.
Cunt doesn't offend me at all.
Doesn't bother me.
Because it's true.
And it's very fitting.
Speaking of British people and your hatred for them.
I don't have hatred for them. I enjoy them.
Have you ever seen... Well, I've never been to the UK, but like I've seen a lot of British people.
And now we won't let you in.
And you
bitch.
Have, and you're mean to them.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I love them. They're the best audience. They're so hateful. I love it.
I've seen their like meals. Mm-hmm. Like the way they eat is crazy.
Well, breakfast is weird.
Yeah.
But you gotta admit, as Americans, we're kind of fucked up too when it comes
to absolutely. I mean, it's purely a difference in culture at that
completely.
Point. But when I watch it, I'm like, y'all eat like you're in medieval times.
Beans on toast.
Y'all eat like they're giving you rations. What? Is everything okay? Are times bad?
Well, I've been in many hotels when I'm over there, uh-huh. And they like, ooh, free continental breakfast.
Bunch
options.
Of beans?
Options, yeah.
Bush's beans?
Like, if I'm eating beans at 6 in the morning, they're coming from Taco Bell. You know what I mean? Because
yep.
I've been drunk the whole night.
Yep.
But I don't crave...
And will be the rest of the day.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't crave beans in the morning. What are we talking about? Yeah. Beans in the morning. No.
Beans on toast,
beans
too?
On toast. It's a thing.
Have you tried it?
Yeah. I can't. Now, maybe at, like, a fine restaurant, it'd be great. But not this continental breakfast at the hotel. No. 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 Mm-mm.
When I see, like, when they always... They're... Plates just seem so randomized. Like, they're like ravioli, some fries.
Ravioli?
Carrots. This is a real meal I saw a British girl make. It was literally ravioli.
Was this on TikTok, though? She's probably trying to get attention.
No, I've seen so many.
I have not seen a ravioli.
First of all, fries are part of every meal, which I'm not opposed to.
They call chips.
Chips. But they do make fun of American people for eating like shit all the time. Or their portions are huge, which like, okay. But
yeah,
they have fries with every meal.
But you know, every...
And the fries are pale.
Well, they're called chips. And they're a little thicker.
Yeah.
So they're not like our little stringy fries.
Uh-huh.
And I must tell you, though, every friend of mine from the UK that comes over to America at some point wants to go to all of these shitty American places.
Of course.
Because they're like, we got to try this. We got to go to Dairy Queen. Wait, I got to see the size of this sandwich. So they're fascinated by us when it comes to that. Yeah.
I'm horrified by their food.
No, you'd be fine. You'd be fine.
I mean,
it's not like I haven't had, here we go, because someone in the comments is going to say, Bianca, you're wrong, but I haven't had amazing cuisine there.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely gotten through it with certain foods.
Yep, yeah. Rations.
But it is a different world.
They eat like what astronauts eat.
Yeah.
They pour water in it, shake it up, and it turns into a meal.
Astronauts? Where did you come up with that shit?
Look up astronaut food. It comes in those silver packs.
I'll make that a part of my list. Today I'm going to look up some kinky porn and astronaut food. Yeah.
In this video, a man is defending...
Oh, wait, so you're telling... All right, could you just use a more sexy voice when you're talking? Like, give me something sultry so that I'm interested in the video. Like, make it...
But I'm not a man.
No, you don't have to be a man, honey. I want to hear your voice. Come on, make it sexy.
Okay. In this video, a man
Okay,
defending.
I didn't say, like...
I'm doing driver's ed.
Okay, oh, driver's ed.
Driver's
okay,
ed, driver's okay, ed, okay. So in this video, a man is defending Joe Coy's stand-up set at the Golden Globes. Oof. He's saying he's a fucking comedian, he's supposed to tell jokes, and that Joe only had 10 days to prepare. That's why some of his jokes were, quote, kind of weak and cliche. I know, snooze.
Well...
Also, 10 days is, I feel, maybe I'm just ignorant, but I feel like that's more than enough time to write 10 minutes. Maybe
sure.
I'm fucking stupid, though.
Sure. I think, and this is, there's so much wrong with the whole scenario. The fact that he was like number 14 on the list and agreed to do it.
Yeah.
It's not an easy job.
No, not
at all. It's not an easy fucking job hosting a show, which basically means it's outside of your realm, even as a comedian, because that's the one night you have to get everybody to like you or to agree that it's funny.
Totally.
And then you go into a room full of A-list assholes who don't have a fucking sense of humor to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
That's problematic. And if you don't travel in their circles, and I've seen Joe's stand-up, and it's funny. Like, some of the stuff he does is really, really funny. But he's not a roaster, so to speak.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to do that in front of those people on that night with little preparation, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You know?
He lost the room pretty quick.
It's very hard. Pretty and then quick, you start throwing everybody else under the bus. It's kind of like, girl, nobody cares. It's been 10 days. Like, this is your fucking moment. You shouldn't have fucking slept.
For
you know?
Real.
And worked on this. I mean,
for real.
And to put into context, you know, when they blame the writers, I something that people forget is that someone like Joan Rivers, who I loved, did Fashion Police. And on Fashion Police, she had something like 8 to 11 writers that were on Fashion Police.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're someone like Joe and you're going in and Joan Rivers had 11, let's say, writers, you need 46.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For real.
Like, you should get more people and you should actually workshop this with the people. What is going to work in this room? I'm not saying please the people in the room, because you got people like Ricky Gervais who goes in there and just eats them alive and it's brilliant, but he doesn't give two fucks.
Yeah,
and
he
I'm like,
care,
that's great because it's what he does.
That's his thing.
So that's his thing. So it's a tricky line. I mean, kudos for trying, but girl, would you want to try with that many people watching?
Oh, girl.
Apparently the ratings were down. So.
I feel like it was a missed opportunity, to be honest. And I feel like you said, I would have given 10 days, like you said, hire the best people you know.
Hire anybody.
If you need help. Like, and it was truly like, again, like the shit just sucked. Like, I am never, it takes a great deal to offend me, and it's not even anything serious that really offend. I don't get offended ever, really. So it didn't offend me at all. It sucked. Like, once again, like, it sucked. It's not good. It was poor. And he lost the room so fast. I the way that I was like, that was probably the worst part, is like watching it happen live.
Fall
like,
apart.
Watching someone crash and burn live.
Right.
Like, in a room full of
And crash and burn because you're not doing what you naturally do.
Yeah.
You know, staying in your lane. It's tricky. Like, you know, people weren't laughing. Well, Ricky Gervais says some really horrible shit and people don't laugh, but it's fucking funny as shit and it's so true. But they don't want to be faced with that. But I think you have to have a set of balls to get up there and do it. Kudos for trying. But girl.
A bad failed attempt.
It was rough. It was rough. Yep. And I think, and he also didn't seem comfortable, which is really,
hard. And I talked about it too, and because, you know, obviously most of the jokes he made were about women, which I'm like, okay, right? Like, I mean, obviously, like, that's if straight male comedians could never joke about women ever again, they'd have to go get a job. They'd be out of a job, girl.
Completely.
They'd be back at the Genius Bar immediately.
Completely.
The next day. Like, they would have nothing to go off of ever again. So, of course, he's going to reach like that. Of course, they're going to do that. It's like, those are supposed to be like walking the line jokes, but. Again, like a joke that ends with a doll with big boobies.
Yeah, that was it. Well, the other thing that was really interesting was the whole Taylor Swift moment. And if we've learned anything, is that award shows don't come for Taylor Swift.
Just nothing
good. Thank you, Kanye!
Nothing good ever comes out of that.
Nothing ever good comes out of it! And, ooh, she was just drinking that champagne. I said, you better do it, bitch. But I didn't even think it was, I don't know what, like, I took it at, now this is me, my opinion, I took it as he was making a joke that the NFL keeps cutting to clips of her.
Yeah.
I don't know because I don't watch football, but a lesbian friend confirmed that they show lots of clips of her, because I was like, what is the joke here?
Yeah, it's
here?
like all her.
Every five minutes is her in the stands or what have you.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh, so at the award show, okay, they're not going to cut to her. That's how I took it. How did you take it?
I honestly, I kind of took it.
I mean, she could buy me and sell me, so it's like it doesn't really matter at this point.
Probably in the same. It was in both veins, honestly.
I didn't think it was a joke. I just thought it was an observation.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, if it was a joke, it wasn't good.
That's my point.
Either way.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and I feel like he said worse things about women in that same exact, like, little monologue.
Oh.
So I didn't think that was the worst of them. I also, like you kind of said, I was kind of confused about it. Yeah. So I was kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Which means your joke sucked. Like, if I had no reaction at all, I feel like that's worse.
Well, if you have to explain the joke, it's the, That's rough.
And like you said, like, maybe we stop fucking with her.
Maybe we leave her alone.
Maybe now,
we
leave
her alone.
Now,
you know what's interesting is that I don't mind her. Like, there was some point I said something about her and that I didn't like something, and then that's when they come on the attack. And the thing is, I realized, oh, it has nothing to do with her. It has to do with the people that worship her. That's where it becomes problematic.
Yeah, it's like that sometimes that stan culture can be really toxic, too, like, especially online. And I just feel like the monologue just, again, it was real subpar.
It wasn't your thing.
No, and also I would like to suggest to always keep those audience cams. The way that they forget that they're there and they go every year. And also mic them. I would really love to hear.
That would add to it.
Add a floor mic.
I don't understand people. It's like, oh, let me announce I'm going to take a shit. Everybody don't look at me. I've got, like, we know it's part of life. It gets a little overwhelming. Just fucking leave. I can't be bothered with the people that announce it. How do you feel about it? Like, I need a mental break. Go! See a doctor. Get on some pills. Come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. Like, I don't care. I don't care, girl.
It's just a lot.
I don't need to hear it.
Like, why is that?
It's just like the showering thing. I don't need to hear it.
I don't need to hear it.
You don't need to announce your departure. It's okay.
I don't need to hear that you don't wash your ass.
I don't need the information. Thank you, though.
Not at all.
I would like to say, though, if I went and I got to sit at a table, I'd be doing bits.
Oh, yes.
The whole night.
If you know the camera's
on you.
When
he's telling the jokes and the jokes aren't funny, I'm standing there going,
as you should.
You know what I mean?
And that's like an old time tomorrow.
Yep.
That's a good titty laugh.
Yeah.
You gotta,
like,
jolly laugh.
Each one, and then I'm switching seats each time.
As you should.
Different accessory.
And different spots.
Yeah. Different hat, pair of glasses.
You really are a drag queen. Yeah, in disguise. That's
at the end of the day.
That's drag tactic. That really
is. Yeah. That's why I said physical comedy.
Physical comedy is important.
Physical comedy. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing bits the whole night.
And there's liquor there. Because you can drink at the Golden Globes.
And
so
I'm fucked up beyond belief.
There you go. So then you just
my last bit. My tit falls out and I don't realize.
Now that's fierce.
And then I stand up and I'm cheering.
So is it going to be like a tit with a pasty or is it going to be like raw titty?
No, raw titty.
Raw titty. Raw so titty. It's not Lil' Kim, Diana Ross.
Full frontal. Thing.
No, just titty. Just
titty
one?
Out.
Just one?
Just one.
Ooh. Any support on the other one?
No, just like it fully out and then I'm standing up celebrating someone that I don't give a fuck about. That's my last
one. So
bit.
It's like flapjack titty.
Yep.
It's like dancing with it.
Because I have like a one strap dress.
I thought you said you just have one titty. I was like, oh God, that's a whole nother show. But yeah. Yeah.
I don't have time to go into my medical history.
No,
it's
all right, but I'm sure we'll talk about it.
I want it like full support this one out, and then I'm cheering, and they're showing me on camera.
Okay.
And then someone cuts me, then they tackle me to the ground.
Oh, wait, are you going to act surprised? Or are you going to be like, titties are free? Or are you going to pull a Janet Jackson going, you know, is that going to be a hit?
I'm going to act surprised.
You're going to act surprised.
I'm going to act
surprised. So in the moment of jubilation, let's say a movie wins, and you're like,
yeah,
and then it's one titty. Well, that's weird. I'm shaking both. So
I'm
it's
standing
just
up.
Flap.
Yeah,
and
like
titty. Oh, you're doing that.
Bouncing.
Okay, that's it.
Bouncing.
Titty just flapping.
Yeah,
that's a good plan.
I did it, and then they tackle me to the ground, hog tie me, carry me out.
That's brilliant. Hog tie.
Yeah.
You're into that?
Well, I think that's how they would have to get me out, unless they want to tranquilize or shoot me. Because if I'm
that would be fierce.
Because if
seen
I'm
that on Animal
fucked
Planet.
Up, like my strength goes up 100%.
Oh, so you're that bitch. So you fight when you're drunk.
I just think I get extra strong.
No, you fight when you're drunk. Just
maybe.
Admit it. Just say it. You've
sometimes.
Got anger issues. Girl.
So, is this an intervention?
No. But I am formulating a lot of thoughts here.
I just think my strength goes up. Probably my bravado.
Your strength goes up when you're in the, when you're drinking
when
and
I'm
you're
just
feeling.
Fucked up beyond
so
belief.
So they're gonna tranquilize you, hogtie you, and escort you.
Carry
out.
Me out.
Carry you out.
And the whole time they're carrying me out, tits still out.
Tits still out. Are you screaming on the way out?
Nope.
Are you going, titties are free?
Yeah, I'm just like, they don't want you to know, but
hashtag
I didn't tell anyone
titty.
Anything.
That's it. Yeah.
They don't want you to know the truth, but I didn't say anything.
They don't want to know the truth. See, you can just stand up. You just made up a whole fucking story.
Yeah,
if you told me it was true, I'd be like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I really didn't believe all of it because no award show would bring you there, but I...
Probably never again, honestly.
No,
they'll never let me come
now. You spilled your big plan. Yeah. Tittygate 2024.
Yes. I just told everyone my evil plan.
You did?
Yeah. But who says I don't have more?
Oh, hey.
Exactly.
That's talent.
Always have a plan B.
Always.
You always have a plan B.
You have to have a plan B. You know, if my parents had plan B, I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Be here.
And then we'd be better off.
Yeah, we would. Shut it. Look at her. She got jokes now. I'm a comedian.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com. We're going to read
Amanda's over us.
Read some of the comments on this video. So this one says, it's comedy.
Which video? Is this the video of?
Of a guy defending the stand-up set.
Oh, so the guy is defending on the video. Got it.
Yeah. He's just like, he was funny and women are sensitive. That was essentially his vibes. This says, it's comedy. There's going to be quips. Maybe give them more than 10 days to prepare. Too many awards anyway. Well, that had so many grammatical errors, I doubt you're watching the Golden Globes, which you can't even spell Golden Globe, so I think you should worry about that, probably.
Oh, if you did your titty thing at the Golden Globes, it's good, because you got the...
Exactly.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, just...
And what if it fell out and it was painted like a Golden Globe? Then what?
Golden Globes. But then you have maybe pull out the other one when you're hogtied.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would
to
add
get
a little,
the bit across.
That would get
I'm
the
like,
bit
they
across.
Didn't hear the rest of my messaging.
There you go. Yeah.
It's painted like a Golden Globe, and then they give me a Golden Globe.
That's
then
it.
I win the Golden Globes... forever.
And then you put it in between your titties. There you go. There you go. Like that. That's it.
At the podium
We're
when they
on
do their
something.
Like when they after
Oh wait, now
they...
you're winning an award? Why
yeah,
are you
yeah.
winning an award?
For I'm saying a scene? It's like checkmate. I just won. If it's painted like a Golden Globe, I feel like they should give me one. That's just my feeling.
How many people told you this is possible? Is this yes people that are all around you
no,
that are convinced?
Girl.
Or you just got a lot of time? More,
well, it was just purely the demons, honestly.
Okay, purely the demons. Okay. I would pay to see it. I would pay to see it. I would love to see the titties in action.
You want
to
get ratings up?
That's it.
Hit me up. Yeah. You know what's funny is I worked the Oscars last year, and I hope they don't see it.
No!
They're
you
gonna
did?
Be, yeah, I did the carpet.
Did you have a good time?
It was awesome.
Really?
It was really fun, but it was truly like a surreal experience. It feels like...
In a good way?
In a good way, in the sense of like the way that they run award shows like that is just crazy.
It
to
is.
See.
It's kind of like boop, 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 boop.
Yeah,
in and
it's
out.
Insane to witness live.
Of everybody you spoke to, who was your favorite?
Ooh.
Oh, who looked the worst up close? That I'd love to hear. Who doesn't look like her pictures?
I honestly, this is
oh,
me
here
being
we go. She
100...
wants another job. She wants to go back. So she's like, honestly, I love them all. Go
100%
ahead.
Honest, like they all looked flawless up close, but I think that's just because they're. You know,
yeah.
Probably The Rock because I've met him a few times and he's great.
So you thought he looked great?
Yeah, he looked great.
Oh, okay.
But he was really fun to talk to. Too,
okay,
because he was kind of fucked up.
Oh, they see that,
and
it.
I love
yeah,
when
yeah,
they tell me
it.
That.
I love to see them when they're wasted.
You know what's funny too is when it first started because obviously I'm a dickhead on the internet, so no one gives a fuck about me. So they make me walk at 12 noon, and then I'm standing there for 7 hours before the actual people get there.
Ooh.
So when I was there, they had a lot of like. You know, directors, producers, like all those
people you
walk,
don't want to see.
And they have all their families with them. And I told the girl that was helping me pull talent, I told her that if they have daughters between the ages of like 18 to 25, tell them to look over here.
Sure.
And I got so many interviews because they brought their daughters and their daughters
that's
love me.
Good. See, that's a win-win.
Networking.
All right. Mm-hmm. Next year. Oscars, what are you doing this year?
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
I won't do the Golden Globe bit.
No, titties will be down.
That's just for the Golden Globes.
Just Golden Globes. Y'all are
that's
special.
Just for them.
Just for the foreign press.
I got a different one for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Not the time to tell them.
I can't tell you that plan, though. They were so great to work with, though.
That's good.
Which was awesome.
It's always good to hear, like, exciting, fun stories, because normally they're like, girl,
right.
Let me tell you what happened.
Right.
But that's good that it was a lot of fun.
I'll tell you a tea story. Oh. I told this one to Katya on the show, but uh-huh. I'll like,
well, you better tell me, because I'm not going to watch our episode, so let me know.
And we'll bleep the name.
The person's name?
But literally, I watched Nicole walk together. She is at least 4 inches taller than him. Like, it's crazy. The height difference is insane.
Is that 4 inches in heels or 4 inches just in general?
I think just in general, and with heels, it's even more.
It's even more drastic.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
got it.
And so they're holding hands. They look really sweet. They're walking. She doesn't do any interviews because she's.
Okay.
And so she's walking, and they're like, oh, come over here.
That's
like
a lot of bleeping.
Minutes.
You got to bleep a lot of this.
Yeah, they're like, for like 5 minutes over here, whatever, right? And then someone gets her attention, and then she's like, okay, one question really fast. And he's like, okay. And then he looks at her and he goes, what do you think of the color of the carpet? Because the color was beige instead of red.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, what a ridiculous question to ask me. I don't know. Yeah. It's tan. And then she turned and left.
No.
And I said, oh.
Like, you finally get a chance to talk to bleepity bleep,
yeah.
And that's the question that you ask her? Girl.
And then she was like, I don't know, it's tan. And
well,
then she turned
where
and left.
Where was she running off to?
I don't
know. It's not like she's going to eat.
Honestly,
I mean, let's be real here.
She ate him the fuck up, though.
That she did.
And she got a fan in me.
When
I watched it, I said, and that's what I like to see, bitch.
Well, I would have loved it if she'd have said, flesh tone, and walked off. You know what I mean? Because if it was pasty beige.
That's what she's like. I don't know. It's tan.
It's
and she left. And I said, and that's my white girl.
That's good.
That's my good. White girl
I do
right
like
there.
Her, though. I don't mind
me
her.
Me too.
And sometimes, you know what? We got to commend her because she doesn't talk to the press. That's important.
Yeah.
Because we know too much about these people not washing because they talk to the press.
There you
so
go.
Thank you, Miss Bleepity Bleep, for not talking. I appreciate that.
Watching her do that live was insane.
You were feeling it.
It was insane.
You were feeling it. Were you
and
like-
also hearing how people shit talk.
Oh.
I was gathering so much tea from, like, other media people. Like, I was listening to them, and I was like, oh, girl.
That can't be true.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, no way. I was hearing them
what?
Talk so much shit. Because they just have... I feel like a lot of the press people, especially that do the awards circuit,
mm-hmm.
It's the same people every year. So, like, they've been doing it for, like, 10, 15 years, and they just know way too much about everybody. And I love getting gossip.
Ooh, we're going to talk after this.
Okay, so we covered a lot of topics, all kinds of stuff today.
And shit that wasn't even on the list.
No, and that's okay.
You found it about my porn career.
We
discussed white people that don't wash. We discussed mm-hmm. how pretty the people of the UK are. You don't like their eating habits.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a lot covered today.
Covered all kinds of
we
stuff.
We really did. This is a very important episode.
And we got a lot of advice. I got a lot of advice from you about mm-hmm. stand-up, which
yes.
I appreciate greatly.
Yes.
And I'm so curious, what would you say is your best piece of advice for people who are maybe either... whether they're pursuing drag, stand-up, or both at some point, because I know drag is so popular to pursue now, uh-huh. especially, like, what would you say is your best piece of advice for them?
Don't do it. It's a trap! No. No, I think it's... do whatever's going to make you happy. There are no rules. The minute you realize there are no rules, with the exception of living, dying, and paying your taxes,
yeah.
you need to do what's going to make you happy. So it's kind of amazing in the world we live in now where people are saying, you know, I finally feel myself. You know, I finally, whether it's the trans rights that is happening here where people are like, you know, I'm actually living my truth. Do it.
Totally.
Do it. It's insane that so many people feel that it's problematic or an issue. If it's not your thing, no one's asking you to get gay married. Nobody's
Period.
Asking you to transition.
Period.
Just be respectful. As a spectrum, you know?
Yeah, for
and
real.
I find what's crazy, like for me in particular, is that, you know, I pay my taxes, I do my job. I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want to do without having to explain myself.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think do what's going to make you happy. We're here for a very short period of time,
yeah.
you know? So make yourself do those things. Like you said, you know, I'm thinking about doing stand-up. Just do it. Just do it. And if it goes horribly wrong, you've got a great story. And if you feel bad, just go, ooh, just remember the Golden Globes and go, not that bad.
Then I said, then... you know, I go on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. That's a whole nether realm.
Yeah, that's when I go
on
there.
Do you want to do that?
No.
Okay. You just want to be in the promo?
I pivot there.
You pivot there.
Yeah, if everything goes wrong with comedy, I go that
go
way.
Go into that. All right, yeah. Well, they'll take anybody. Yeah. So it's good. I just think it's that live your life and do what's going to make you happy. Period. And so if it is drag, if it is, do it. Who the fuck cares? And absolutely. The person that does say they care, like, why do they fucking care?
Because they have... They don't have the fucking gall or the balls to go do it themselves.
Completely. Yeah. Now, if you were to make a joke about it, I'm not afraid of somebody making a joke or, like I said, calling me a faggot or saying that I'm a sissy. Great. Like, you know, fine. Same. Make it clever. But sure, it's nothing I haven't heard before. Same. But in the end, when they're trying to take away people's rights, I consider it very problematic, you
absolutely.
Know? And like in Florida with the drag ban and they don't want to have people performing and this and that. I'm like, now you're fucking with the wrong people because
for
the
real.
Gays are upset. Because once you start fucking with unlimited mimosas at brunch...
Good luck.
Exactly. It's on. It's
Same.
On.
Go ahead and close those doors to that restaurant, bitch.
It's true. And it usually at those places, it's majority straight women that are coming to see the shows.
Absolutely.
Because they got to find us to have fun. They do.
Absolutely.
They do.
They don't have culture without you.
They don't. They need us.
I need y'all too, apparently.
Oh, yeah,
I need y'all.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for
I
having
fucking
me.
Adore you.
Talking about absolutely nothing. Yes, I thoroughly enjoy it.
And we get paid to do it.
Ain't that
Amen.
Oh, we're getting paid? I'm getting paid. Oh.
Not you, me.
Oh.
Yeah. Not you.
What a
this
cunt.
Is for free.
What a cunt.
To the amazing Bianca Del Rio for coming. What else do you have going on that you would like the audience to know about?
Oh, I can't believe you're bringing this up.
Oh my God, it's so crazy. Oh.
Well, I'm about to go on the road with my new show called Dead Inside. Mm-hmm. And after doing this interview with me, you're going to go, yep, makes sense. Seems fitting. Dead Inside is my new show. And I'm doing the first 60 dates, which I'm starting in San Diego. And I run all the way through America and Canada. So do come check me out because I'll be on the road doing my show. For all ticket information, you can go to thebiancadelrio.com.
Period.
Yeah.
So exciting.
I'm looking forward to it.
60 dates. Damn.
Well, it's 60 right now, but it'll probably be a couple more
I
for
know.
That part. And then we obviously go to the UK, your favorite place, and go to the UK. Then we go to South America. Then we go to Australia. So yeah, it's over the whole world, but this is the first chunk.
That's
so we do it
incredible.
Bit by bit. Yeah,
amazing.
So you got to come see me. If you want to see me in Los Angeles, you want to see me in San Diego, or if you want to come see me in Palm Springs, we have options.
Oh, period.
You let me know.
And it has to be comped.
Sure. Sure. She don't pay me for the gig, but she wants free tickets.
I sure do.
Didn't this little prop here pay for this whole episode? This little cushion?
He paid my rent.
Oh. Girl.
Thank you so much for coming. Congrats on the tour. That's
Thank
fucking
you.
Insane. Everyone, make sure you go buy tickets to Bianca's new tour, Dead Inside, at biancadelrio.com.
The Bianca Del Rio. That's a whole nother story about this other Bianca Del Rio. Girl, imagine the hate mail she gets. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. TheBiancaDelRio.com. Make sure y'all go cop tickets. It's going to be so fucking funny. I already know. I believe it so severely.
I love a review before it comes out. This
Period.
Is good.
And if it sucks, that's her fault, not
okay,
mine.
Okay, you know what? You went too far. I went along with your fucking Golden Globe joke. You can go along with me, bitch. Pulling out her titties. So original.
Titties. Girl.
Girl.
Come on.
Girl. That girl really works when you move the hair.
Yeah, it does.
Girl.
And we both have wigs on.
We do.
There you
we
go.
Do.
Thank you all so much for watching this episode of the Comment Section Show with the amazing Bianca Del Rio. Where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheBiancaDelRio. I keep it easy.
Period.
I haven't ventured into the TikTok because some bitch has my name. We'll talk
That's
about
a whole
that.
Thing.
Oh, it's a girl. Girl.
Imposters everywhere.
It's the worst. Like who wants to be imposter of this? I mean, look at no. But yeah, so that's what I'm dealing with. So yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of madness.
Period. Okay,
don't they don't call it Twitter, X, whatever it's called. Girl,
whatever.
Keep up.
Y'all know.
Y'all know.
The Bianca Del Rio.
There you go.
Period. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Comment Section. Thank you so much to my amazing guest, Bianca Del Rio. And don't forget, new episodes of the Comment Section come out every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, but the video lives exclusively for free on Spotify, our favorite platform. We love Spotify. So thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.